America tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, do we have a great hour for you coming up. Part of the debate had to do with energy. Well, we have somebody explaining to us what's going on in the world of oil and drilling and leases and reading between the lines of some of the things the president had to say and where we are currently in this country and where we're headed if we don't do something quickly. You know, 65.6 million people listened to that second presidential debate. It's not as many as the first debate, but I still think that's pretty high. What is the third debate going to show? I bet you that the third debate, as many people tune in as did for the first debate, because it's the last one. So I think so. I think more people are going to tune into that one in Florida. We'll see. Bottom line is we're down to less than 3 weeks to the official election day. Many of you have already voted, early voting. All that sort of stuff, absentee ballots. Wonder in the end where this is headed. Is it really a coin flip like a lot of people are saying? Is it that close? I can tell you it's too close for comfort for the Democrats who thought they had bagged this over a year ago when the Republicans were in flux as to what was going to happen, who was going to be the person, the nonsense along the way, Herman Cain and the different people that came and went, Newt Gingrich hanging on to the end, when really Mitt Romney was the guy all along for the Republican kingmakers. But will he be the next leader of the free world? I'm not Madam Cleo, and I cannot look into the stars or read the tea leaves and tell you an exact answer to that. I can tell you I have never seen so many people I know who are undecided or who are lifelong Democrats saying, you know, I just can't vote for Obama. For different reasons. And they're not even going to the level of name calling or birth certificates or any of that stuff. They just flat out do not think he's effective and should not run the country another 4 years. Therefore, Romney's the guy, even though they're not completely sold on Romney, they feel better about him recently and say that they're going to vote for him. It's the most I've ever seen any place I've lived. Any kind of show I ever did, I have to say, what a switch it's been in the past year. Honestly, what a switch. But will all the polls, will all the people saying that they're not happy, will it really make a difference in the end? Everybody's trying to get a handle on that question. Everybody wants to throw in their 2 cents, and you're always invited to do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also this hour, we're going to look into technology, so huge now, and apps. Looking into apps, you know, you see people looking down, walking around, and if you know nothing about apps, you can download our app, the Press 4 app that's on AmericaTonight.net. But you see how many of those little apps are on those iPhones, and you realize just what a gigantic opportunity that's been for people and how that is so the wave of the future. You're going to be touching apps, paying bills, already people are doing that, but that's where we're headed for sure. It's all about the mobile device, and it's not a secret. It's not something people didn't know, but people are starting to capitalize on it, and we're going to talk to a guy who's doing just that, Jim Brinker, capitalizing on the fact that you and I want to order pizza by touching an app, Bouncing back to politics, however, as I said, we're under that 20-day mark. Joe Biden says Romney and Ryan got it wrong. Paul Ryan says Romney had a pretty stellar debate performance.
What we saw in Governor Mitt Romney was a leader who has the solutions, who has the ideas on how to turn this economy around, how to get people back to work, and how to get America back on the right track. And that's what we're going to do on November the 6th right here in Ohio.
Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan are dead wrong. America is neither dependent nor are we in decline.
Wow, popping that mic a little bit there, but nevertheless, passion pouring from Biden, passion pouring from Ryan, just like we've seen across these United States, a lot of people very, very involved in what this outcome is going to be, and of course, because where are we headed in the future? A couple of quick things. The Federal Reserve almost was blown up by a bomb thanks to a 21-year-old who had done a lot of plotting. Luckily, the New York City police chief is so on his toes, and the people around him are too, so they stopped that attack. It's a guy who came in on a student visa under the guise of going to school in Missouri, Kwasi Nafis. He was arrested on Wednesday. He tried to detonate a fake bomb outside of the Federal Reserve. So what happened was, because of this whole school in Missouri thing, looking at Facebook, social media, they were able to look at him and say, you know, something doesn't add up here. They dug a little bit further, and sure enough, they stopped him dead in his tracks. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened to the Federal Reserve in Manhattan. I know there's a joke there, but it's not funny when it comes to the innocent people who would have been taken down, who could have been killed in that attack. So bravo to the New York City police for once again stopping some nut who would have caused chaos in the city. Wow. All right, we always talk about raising money when it comes to politicians, and I feel like this is a follow-up because I asked this question a ton and I never got a straight answer. I guess all the dollars and cents weren't in. But the group that hosted the Republican National Convention in Tampa says they raised $55.9 million for all of the festivities in Tampa. That's pretty good. $55.9 million? Whew. There's good fundraisers. They start out selling cookies, I tell you, for the women and for the guys when they're doing selling cookies or other things, because I guess the Boy Scouts aren't known for that. But it starts when they're young. And sure enough, high-dollar donations made the difference. $5 million from Las Vegas casino mogul Sheldon Adelson. He's poured in a ton. $100,000 apiece in contributions from Walmart and other stores and whatnot. The Democratic National Convention says they raised $24 million, so they fell short of the $36.7 million fundraising goal. They relied on $5 million in corporate donations despite pledges by others to raise cash from only people. It's just not possible anymore, especially when the people don't have the money. Oop, we don't have the money we had before, so we can't send in those small donations. Sorry, you're going to have to go to people with deep pockets, because you know what? We can't do it. So how about that? How about the, you know, even in the economic slump, how about the big number that the Republicans were able to piece together? Wow. Crazy. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, remember, we're talking about technology. Where are we headed in the tech world and how, you know, who knows, maybe building apps puts money in your pocket. We're doing that next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I'll tell you what, on a Tech Wednesday, let's talk apps. Everybody wants to know about apps and what they're doing. You're starting to see it now becoming more and more prevalent. We have an app developer with us right now. Jim Bricker is his name, and he's with Order, where his company is Order Mapper. Jim, I'll tell you what, really, app is the big thing. When I was in Ireland, I sat next to a guy on the plane. That's what he did. All he did was app development, and he said that you couldn't believe how big it is in Europe and everywhere else. So to put it into perspective for us, you know, app is kind of the new buzzword, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the last 5 years, you've seen a kind of a transition between the PC to mobile, and you know, apps are the big popular thing now. Everybody wants to have an app if you're a business, and everybody wants to download the latest and greatest technology and show their friends and do these neat experiences on their phone.
Now, you did some interesting things. I was told you have 3 different ones that you developed. Order pizza, order beer, order flowers. That's perfect, and we can put that in any order we want. But tell me about developing those.
Sure. So, let's see. I used to work at Microsoft, and I left Microsoft to kind of join the startup world. And, you know, I knew that mobile was going to be the next big thing. And I chose pizza because pizza is the number one product or service that Americans are willing to purchase on their mobile device. So we created a kind of a proof of concept app. And what it does is it takes your order and then sends it to the pizzeria with a telephone call. And it's all automated. And we tried it out and we were very surprised by how popular it was.
Yeah.
You know, we created it and we had a 250,000 downloads. And,
wow.
You know, we were kind of overwhelmed with people saying what they wanted it to do and what it didn't do. And, we started there with Order Pizza, and then, we went into a couple other verticals. Order Flowers really isn't done yet, but that's the next next thing we're working on. And we just recently released Order Beer in downtown Dallas. And that's been a really interesting project.
Yeah. When people, and to get the word out, to get the buzz over whatever it is, whatever the app is, I guess, is it good old fashioned marketing or how do you market the apps? Like you said, it just was overwhelming the response with the order pizza. And you have the technology background, obviously, and some marketing know-how, to be sure. So do you just put the two together and you beta test it and you figure out what you think is going to work and how you're going to reach the masses?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. Most apps on the App Store get very little downloads, and that's just because there's a huge number of applications out there. We were really lucky in that we figured out how to kind of manipulate the App Store so that people would see our app when they did a search for pizza. So there's some tricks of the trade that I know, and you know, we had a little bit of luck involved as well. But, you know, we were one of the few companies that were able to get in the top, the top apps in the App Store. And once you get there, it's kind of like an avalanche. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Do you see mobile commerce? I mean, is that just totally the wave of the future?
Yeah, we really do. You know, in the future, you won't open up your wallet to give a credit card to someone. You'll just open up your app. And you'll pay right there on your phone. We're already seeing a lot of technologies that aren't really released yet, aren't out in the marketplace. They're really changing the way people will do commerce on their phone.
Yeah. And the what do you see is, you know, you told us developing the flowers and whatnot. How about when we look at commerce, what about clothing and that kind of stuff? Is that anything that in the future you could see that happening?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at some of the apps out there now, Zappos has a great app where you can buy shoes and clothing and things like that. We see pretty much every business will need to have a way to sell their product on their application. And that's really what our business is focusing on now, is creating a platform where any business can go in and put in the items they want to sell, the pricing, and then they can put the app on Facebook, they can put it on Twitter, and of course on the App Store and on Google Play as well.
Yeah. For you doing you work for the big corporation, now you're doing your own thing, and we do segments and talk to people who are entrepreneurs. How cool is it to be an entrepreneur?
I get that a lot. It's not all, it's not like in the movies. It's not very glamorous. It's a lot of hard work and, a lot of sacrifice, but, there's really high highs and really low lows. I'd have to say that. But if you're persistent and you just don't give up, you start seeing a lot more of those highs. And that's kind of what entrepreneurs are, that's what drives them, is to just be successful and have people use the technology that they create. You know, that's what everybody wants, is, to make a difference and be able to, make a change in the world, make things work better.
So. Yeah. Well, I agree with that, with technology especially. Jim Berger, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Continued success.
Thank you very much. And download Order Pizza and give it a shot. We're going to be releasing some new improvements shortly, and we're really excited. So thank you.
Cool. We'll check it out. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, so the number one thing he said is to make a difference. Jim, you forgot the other number one thing. Entrepreneurs want to make money. They want to make money. And that's the problem we were just saying before. It's pretty tough out there. It's dog-eat-dog, no question about it. But there is a lot of cool things happening in the tech world, and there are a lot of people that are grabbing that brass ring. I think it's a very exciting time if you can do it. It's if you can get the right backing, or you have the money, if you got all that in place, or you have enough to at least start to get your motor running, so to speak, and you get, you know, you get things going, and then the avalanche begins if you're lucky. If you're lucky, it begins. In the tech world, too, things move so fast. As Jim certainly knows with apps, app is the new frontier. It's the new old frontier, because it's not a secret that we knew this is where things were headed. It's funny, I was checking Apple stock today, and I was checking Google. And you wonder, Google's shares have clung to near record highs. I mean, it's amazing if you had gotten in on Google in the beginning, how much money you would have made just for a mere pittance of an investment. And that the shares have had a 30% rally, and part of that is because of all this conversation about internet advertising. You know, see, this is the new frontier. How do you monetize things? How do you monetize it? Where are we headed with, that's the problem with Facebook, where are we headed with those kind of things? And what can Google do? And well, Google has Android. Google has, you know, some amazing pieces of property that go hand in hand with what they're trying to do. Again, it's that gobbling up stuff and targeting those ads and knowing, you know, how you can become the king of tech supremacy. You, when you have so many competitors nipping at your heels, and the answer to that is target, and certainly that's what's going on with Google. So I see their stock, man, I think that stock is going to continue to go through the roof. It certainly looks like it. I was checking it earlier in the day, 845. Wow. Can you imagine, will it get up to 1,000 a share? People were talking about Apple, which all the excitement a month ago, a couple weeks ago actually, 700 a share, the excitement over whether it would hit 1,000, and then it bounced back down to earth. And I think it still is going to it's going to go up and down and have a big bounce. But if I were going to bet on the two, Google or Apple, to hit 1,000, I'm going to say that Google is going to hit 1,000 at least first. I'm not so sure about Apple in that sense. A lot of buzz, a lot of hype, but they've been taken down a peg thanks to the iPhone 5. Now there's a chance with the Mini they bounce back, but exciting times in tech. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, you're going to love it, a conversation with a heavy
hitter. You know what
happens
to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Charlie Drubna is in the wings. He's in our virtual green room. And he is the president of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. You know that energy was a big deal in the last debate, so it's great to have Charlie on the show with us. Charlie, thanks for stopping by ATM. We appreciate it.
Great to be here, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So initially, your reaction as you watched what was going on during the debate with energy, talking about coal, talking about oil, the president talking about green and the going back and forth over that. I guess we could piece it out. The one thing, the biggest thing that was taken out, I think, of the whole energy piece in the debate was the idea that Obama said, listen, they're sitting on this land with these leases and you can't do that, so it's not my fault that they're not drilling. What do you say to that?
Well, Kate, when I was watching the debate last night and listening to the president's rhetoric on his policies on oil production, my first emotion was bewilderment, and then it came, you know, frustration and perhaps a little bit of anger thrown in. But then I thought to myself, you know, hey, you know, I've seen this movie before. Unfortunately, I've seen this movie over and over and over again since the president took office back in 2009. And there's the rhetoric and there's the reality. I mean, the reality is that this administration has done everything in its power to prevent production of oil and natural gas. The statement that the president made about companies sitting on leases was totally, totally misleading. Companies get leases that they don't know. We don't know if there's any oil or gas out there. That's the idea of acquiring the lease. Then you got to go out there and develop the lease. But every step of the way along the process, this administration has been an ally of those who don't want anything produced in this country from oil and gas, and throwing up roadblocks and obstacles the whole way. So it's very disingenuous of the president and his administration to say how they tout an all-the-above energy strategy when that is the last thing that they're trying to do.
The you know, in talking about drilling, and Mitt Romney brought up, well, you know, you won't allow the Keystone Pipeline, and the president said, well, we got enough pipeline, you could wrap it around the earth, that's not the problem. How do you respond to that piece?
Well, you know, all the we have a lot of pipelines right now, and they're filled to capacity, and with the noted exception of the Alaska pipeline, which is running barely at, you know, almost less than half, almost a third of the capacity. And if we don't do something about that very quickly, that pipeline is going to become obsolete. So again, the president's rhetoric doesn't match his policies. I hearken back, Kate, to that photo that the president had or took when he went, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, whenever it was, when he went down to Cushing, Oklahoma, and said, you know, how proud he was to have that southern leg of the Keystone
yep.
pipeline opened up. Well, two things that struck me right then and strike me again, well, I'd like to share with you and your audience. The first thing was the president had absolutely no control over whether that part of that pipeline was going to be built or not. That was all done on state and local, you know, lands. The second thing was, and if you remember, I hope you do, if you remember the photo that was taken there with the president standing
yep.
in front of all those pipes.
Yep.
I think the interesting thing was those were empty pipes. And we've heard empty promises and empty rhetoric from this administration. The pipe that I want to see connected or built is the pipe that takes that three or four foot area between the border of Canada and the United States. That's all that has to be permitted. The rest will be built. And then we can get oil and flowing to those refineries in the Gulf Coast. We can get 20,000 or more jobs immediately, shovel-ready jobs that the president seemed 3 or 4 months ago to dismiss. Well, maybe I was too optimistic on shovel-ready jobs. He's turned his back on these jobs and the 100,000 or so jobs that would be permanent with the construction of this pipeline because of the extra energy and things we're going to be producing here right in the United States. So, you know, I apologize for sounding a bit frustrated, but like I said, I've seen this movie before.
So when we look at, you know, we're coming into the point where at this, right now we're in the fall, but you know this, Charlie, we get into the winter months and then, oh, all of a sudden, heating costs and people start to cringe at what it's going to cost. Could be anywhere from 15 to maybe even 20% this winter. And so people want to know why. Why is this? Why are we seeing this? And it's part of the reason is because what you're talking about now is the lack of having enough resources, maybe, if there were more resources.
Kate, we have the resources.
But using them, yeah.
is the political will to develop
yeah.
them. I mean,
yeah.
you know, the president has spoken about how proud he is that we've significantly decreased our reliance on foreign oil. And, you know, I mean, statistically, he's absolutely correct. But let's look at the two reasons why that's happened. First of all, the massive increase in our own domestic production, both of oil and natural gas, it's come because these resources have been developed on state and private lands that the president has absolutely no control over. The second thing is that another reason why we've seen a decrease in foreign oil imports is because the economy's in the tank. And there are more people unemployed and therefore less people driving. That's not a good reason to have less refineries, less production out of refineries. You know, if this nation of ours had the same policies on these state and private lands that the president and his Department of Interior through Secretary Salazar and his EPA through EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, if the same policies were applicable on these state and private lands that are on the federal lands, those we can't get to as a country, as an industry, we'd be begging OPEC to send us more crude oil.
And so as you, and you really laid it out. So the bottom line is, if we don't open this up, in other words, as you're saying, here's the resources we can't tap into them. If we don't do that, it's just going to get worse, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and, Governor Romney talked last night about the Keystone Pipeline and jobs. He talked about how jobs are important. And I got to tell you, you know, again, you know, I'm a bit prejudiced because of the industry I represent and I believe is a vital part of our nation's energy and national security. If we have the wherewithal to develop our own resources, we should debunk this whole oil scarcity myth. We are God, we're blessed with energy resources. If we do this, we can do it in 8 to 10 years, as Governor Romney has said last night. And we have the ability to make OPEC NOPEC.
And I like that.
And I think, and I believe that's what, I think that it's not only good for the country, I think it's good for the globe.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. OPEC, NOPEC. We're going to have to repeat that a couple of different times. And then here's the other thing, Charlie. There's always a misconception about developing other resources, looking at green energy in the future. And I don't think that people in positions of like yours and who you represent, I don't think it's that they don't want to see that happen in the future, but it's that, are you kidding? We're trying to divert some money toward that. But how can we even look at that when we have this massive shortage and we're, our vehicles aren't even equipped for that?
That's right. Now we're, you know, we get, you know, we're, hey, whatever that better mousetrap is, we're for. And if indeed, if there's something out there in the future that, either near future or far future that says we can develop our security, energy and national security by other means, my goodness, absolutely, we're for it. The reality of the situation is, and this is, Kate, this is where the president's rhetoric doesn't match the reality. We're more than decades away from that. The problem is you can throw all the money you want at solar and wind and biofuels and lithium batteries. It's not here today, and it won't be here tomorrow. But our economy needs to be jump started. We need to start this right now. Everybody you talk to, whether they're you know economists or people in the industry or people who understand the industry, we're all saying the same thing. We're decades away from that. So we can't wait around. Now it's interesting. You know, you look at some of the president's visits in the last 5, 6, 7 months. He's been to solar plants. He's been to battery plants. He's been to electric vehicle plants. He's been to wind farms and wind turbine manufacturers. You know where he hasn't been? You know where he's totally disregarded an invitation? To a U.S. domestic refinery.
So you can see the operation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think if the president and part of his administration would come to a refinery and see how it works and see how efficient and reliable we are, see how, you know, how we are part of the manufacturing process. We are, I believe we are the alpha of that energy security, national security omega. I'm not totally anic enough to believe it will change his opinions on anything, but at least it'll give him an opportunity to say, I've been there and seen it.
Right, exactly.
So that's, you know, we're going to keep struggling. We're going to keep pushing, just not for the industry, in my opinion, but really for the consumer and for the whole nation. We're critical assets, and we provide employment. We pay taxes, and, you know, we're not asking for handouts.
Right. And then when we talk about job creation, you spelled it out for us. There's no doubt. Shovel-ready jobs, talking about the pipeline. I've been pushing that for a long time. 20,000 easily right on hand. Charlie D., thanks so much. Terrific talking to you. We'll talk to you again down the line.
I hope so. You take care. Have a great time.
Thanks.
All
you
right.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? Just a couple of quick things. While people are trying to decide which direction they're going as far as the vote is concerned and where we're headed as a country, it's interesting because everybody wants to read the tea leaves or look into the eeny, meeny, miny, moe strategy or have the elephant at the zoo pick Obama or Romney. And there is a thing where every 4 years, the Scholastic Classroom magazine conducts a presidential mock election for students. And what they do is they launched it the first time around in 1940, and the students have only been wrong twice. In 48, they picked Thomas Dewey over Harry Truman, and in 1960, they picked Nixon over John Kennedy, so only twice. The results of this year's election, Barack Obama 51%, Mitt Romney 45%. Now, some of the students will do the write-in vote thing, and they write in mom and dad. That seems to be the most that they write in. But how about that? 250,000 students nationwide from elementary grades through high school did this year's mock election. They started on August 15th, ended October 10th. So the results were Obama wins this one. And I think I mentioned this already, but Honey Boo Boo, for whatever it's worth, the crazy little girl, reality star, picked Obama to win the election as well. Candy Crowley, some say, showed her colors during the second debate. She was the moderator. She's getting thrashed for being pro-Obama and giving him more time. She had other thoughts on what happened in the debate.
Mitt Romney was pretty close to me at that point, and the president was sitting on his stool, and they were both looking at me like, right? And I thought, yeah, I had flashbacks. Like, no. I just had flashbacks to, you know, when my children were young, because they were just, you know, I did this, I did that. And what I knew was we wanted to talk about Benghazi and not about the word. He didn't say, this is an act of terror. He said these acts of terror, because he'd done some other ones. But he was in the Rose Garden talking about Benghazi. So I didn't think it was this huge leap. The one thing they did tell me in my ear was, you know, the president's 5 minutes over Mitt Romney. You need to let Romney speak some more. And so I would, you know, sometimes people said, why'd you let Romney speak so much? I said, we were trying to, balance it out. I realized that they were engaging, you know, with great passion. It didn't come across to me as heated. People said, oh, they personally hate each other. I said, I just didn't get that vibe. People are going to look at this through the prism that they look at this through, and I get that. I totally understand that. It did not come to me as like, I'm going to fact check this. It came to me as, could we get past this? The first person that came to me that walked straight from hugging his wife to me was Mitt Romney, and he said, thank you very much. Okay. You know, so it was, and I, you know, shook hands with the president later, but they were swamped by town hall people.
All right, so there you could hear giving kind of her synopsis of what happened there. And it's interesting because she's saying people slammed her for giving Romney too much time. But really, if you counted the clock, it was a little bit more toward Obama. So maybe it is that prism that people look through. The bottom line is, moderators aside, polls aside, kids picking presidents aside, I still say this is a jump ball, and that's the best analogy I can come up with. Instead of a sure thing, a tight pass, I got the ball, I'm a ball hog, it's a jump ball. It has to be a jump ball because there's just too much conversation out there. Not the kind of conversation there was with McCain and Palin on his ticket. Not the kind of conversation that we've seen in the past, even to grab the nomination for the Republicans. It's ratcheted up in a much different way. I mean, in a much, much different way, where people are pouring out their frustrations, not just here in this little old show called America Tonight, where I feel like we have a real crossroads of different kinds of people, but beyond that, beyond talk radio, beyond the powerhouses and earlier in the day in talk radio, I think that we're seeing more than ever people are live wires when it comes to politics now. And we went through a period where really there was a shrug of the shoulders and people would blow it off and not talk about it. Now, I think the alarm bells have gone off. The red flags are there. The fact that we're all have a shovel in our hand and we're trying to dig out of this deficit, but we don't control the purse strings. It's Washington, and they're getting all this stuff on credit, and we can't continue to go down that path because we'll all ultimately pay. The more we keep doing that, the more we're going to end up paying as Americans in the end, because it's the taxpayers, it's the tax base, so everybody's going to get taxed. That's what's ultimately going to happen. What's interesting is, I'll tell you, November 6th, where the campaign chooses to watch the results is fascinating. It's not a surprise that the Obama campaign is going to have its election night, and it was announced at McCormick Place in Chicago. It's the largest convention center in the country. Did you know that? Four buildings, 2.6 million square feet of space. I had no idea. Indoor facility probably couldn't hold as many people as Grant Park, which is where Obama first time around talked to the crowd, if you remember that. But McCormick Place can see 18,000 people. Remember Grant Park, 240,000 people 4 years ago. So Election Day, November 6th, inside, because Chicago weather. And then the Romney people, they're talking about different places, talking about Boston, and maybe that's what's going to happen, but no specifics yet from on where they're going to watch the results. And then ultimately, we see what happens as they start to trickle. It is like a trickle. They start to trickle in, and maybe we have a clear-cut winner by the end of the night, which is great because here in America Tonight, we will naturally be live with all the results of what's happening, not just in the presidential race. Remember, we've got some interesting races on the legislative level, like in the Senate races where numbers could change and the Senate majority could change. Missouri, you have Todd Akin and Claire McCaskill. She's trying to save her seat in the Senate. He's trying to take it away. Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren. She's the Democrat. He's the Republican who took over for Ted Kennedy. And they're in a serious battle to win over the people in Massachusetts. A lot of people who lean democratically really like Scott Brown, but will that be enough to hold him up? Or does she somehow take that one back? And certainly that's not the only one. And there are several states that are electing a governor, and all of the House seats are up. All of the House seats at this point sit wide open, and who knows in some cases whether we'll see a big flip or not. I have to leave you with this one because it's almost comical now at this point. Do you know that they're talking about doing a million bird march? And this is Big Bird and PBS, because remember that's what Romney said he was going to cut if he was president. It's basically PBS, but cutting Big Bird out, and that became a story for at least a couple of days, and has been something that has gone back and forth in the campaigns, the call to end Big Bird. So a march of people dressed like Big Bird or in support of Big Bird could be kind of entertaining, I would say. It takes all kinds. And the big thrust of it is to save PBS should Mitt Romney become president. Aye, 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 aye.
What your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.